Forecaster Bill Ludwig at the National Weather Service office in Anchorage keeps an eye on the big picture factors that can drive the climate for the next 3 months.
One of them is the state of whether we have El Nino or La Nina. And it looks like right now we're kind of leaning toward a little bit of a La Nina. And the other thing that can impact the area is the amount of sea ice further north, you know, along the coast of Alaska, as well as the sea surface temperatures.
Arctic sea ice stopped melting back in mid-September, reaching its eighth lowest extent on record. Analysis of this month's growth has not yet been published, but NOAA still predicts Norton Sound will see its first sea ice by the first week of November and Bristol Bay by the second half of November, starting in the freshwater river deltas. Sea surface temperatures along the Bristol Bay coast right now are at about 8 degrees Celsius.
The sea surface temperatures in the Bering Sea are still above normal, not as much as they have been in the last few years. And as you mentioned, the sea ice is definitely further back than average, not quite as bad again as it has been in past years, but that should have a moderating influence, especially early in the winter season.
Ludwig says the November, December, and January outlook for Dillingham North and West,
the odds are tilted just a little bit in favor of temperatures being above normal.
And east of Dillingham, from King Salmon and into south central Alaska,
looks like they are actually going for probabilities of near normal temperatures.
Ludwig says there's a likelihood for more precipitation than normal as well. He points out that this slightly warmer and wetter outlook should not resemble the bizarre conditions that were predicted and did occur in 2014 and 15.
We had pretty high confidence with the really warm waters and the El Nino that we had. So it looks like it's going to be closer to normal this year.
While the Climate Prediction Center now favors the cooling of equatorial Pacific waters known as La Nina, any effects from that around Bristol Bay will likely be noticeable later in the winter, from January through March. La Nina typically produces cooler and drier winters for much of Alaska. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.